505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm not entirely sure, but I do believe, technically speaking, at the moment, I am unmarried. I can't find my wedding ring. And I was just in the, you know, the house. Because, like, the whole day I've been sitting here. And going, hey, where the heck's my wedding ring? I thought, well, you know, I must have taken it off when I was doing the dishes or taking a shower or something. So I looked in those usual places. Huh. And now I can't find it. So I think, technically speaking, at least for the time being, I am unmarried. I don't know exactly whether that is good or bad, but I'll keep you apprised on all of that. Mark Casper's going to be dropping by in about a half an hour or so. You know, I'm a big fan of the Tech for Troops guy. They do such a great job for our heroes, and they got a lot of good stuff coming up, and I will look forward to having him on at 5:35, or as perhaps we should be saying from now on, 17:35 hours. That's a little more distinct and clear, isn't it? Keith Andes is going to be with us on Monday, president of the Retailers Union, because as we speak, the city of Richmond does not, I repeat, does not have enough firefighters to staff the firehouses properly. And you can thank the mayor for that. The mayor continues to do a terrible job of running the city of Richmond. I wish that weren't true. I really do. God, I just wish that there were somebody competent in the mayor's office again. And you know, I mean, last good mayor we had, Governor Wilder, I think. I would say that was the last time we had a truly competent mayor inside City Hall. And, you know, every time the governor's on, I prevail upon him. Hey, well, you know, don't be so selfish. I know you're 92 years old, but so what? You know, suck it up. Take another lap. Be mayor again. Please fix what's wrong. And he won't do it. So we've got Dr. Donnie Ovuli, who just proves every single day, in a new and inventive way, how grossly incompetent he is. And so the latest is, we don't have enough firefighters. Now, I know why Richmond police officers have left. Because they got tired of being treated like crap. And that was a consistent thing on the part of the two mayors immediately preceding Donnie Ovuli. What about firefighters? I know firefighters are underpaid. I don't think that they're treated as well as they ought to be. But I don't think they faced the active abuse like Richmond police officers did. Because the Richmond police were actively abused by the mayor. Right? LeVar Stoney went out of his way, with the exception, of course, of his own personal protection detail. But otherwise, he went out of his way to be thoroughly abusive to Richmond police officers. Treated them like absolute garbage. Dwight Jones spent 8 years beating up on Richmond cops. Again, with the exception of his own personal protection detail. And, of course, the city employees that allegedly were doing work at the then mayor's place. But all of that being said, a lot of people had high hopes for Danny Avula. So far, he has dashed those hopes. I guess, really, with his penchant for free food, he has door-dashed those hopes. He will show up for free food, though. So maybe this is the mission. Maybe if the firefighters in the city of Richmond want to be treated better and they want full staffing, what they need to do is invite the mayor to a firehouse and promise that they will cook for him. Now, we know that he shows up for free food. And again, the most ridiculous example was him showing up for a free lunch with music radio disc jockeys in Henrico County. Absolutely no reason, except it was a free lunch, so he does show up. With that in evidence, Your Honor, I would dare say that the Richmond City firefighters should promise to feed him, and maybe then they will have an audience with him. But the president of the Richmond City Firefighters Union, Keith Andes, who's a retired captain, he'll be with us on Monday. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Congressman Rob Whitman will be here on Monday. It is Congressional Monday, and Rob Whitman is in a tough fight for his seat. Jen Kiggins is in a tough fight for her seat. John McGuire is in a tough fight for his seat. In fact, I got news for you. Everybody, everywhere is in a tough fight for their seat. There's a lot of personal animus in evidence right now in America directed towards President Trump. Now, you may love him, you may hate him. I don't really care. I like the guy. Fundamentally, I like the guy. I think it would be fun to hang out with him. I think he has done tremendous things to enhance the country, make us better, grow the economy, make the nation stronger. I'm on board with all of that stuff. But I totally get there's some people say, oh, I just don't like the way he says this or the way he does that. Okay. Is that how you determine for whom you will vote? If it is, I would dare say you've got a problem. But even if I say that, there are lots of people who are going to vote that way. And those people are energized. What is so disturbing, of course, is that the other side, they don't have anything to offer other than, well, yeah, we hate Trump too. I don't think that's the way you drive a country. Well, we hate Trump and therefore we should be in charge. Okay, well, you know what? How about, just for the sake of argument, everybody, even those of us who like President Trump, agree. Just for the sake of argument, okay, we hate him too. Now what? What are your plans? They got nothing. Nothing. There's nothing there. There's not a single solitary thing there. And that's given rise to the communists inside the Democrat Party. See, I can sit here as one who used to be a Democrat. Most people in the talk radio arena, they're Republicans now, and they've always been Republican. That's not me. I'm happy to be a Republican now. But I grew up and I lived the bulk of my life as a Democrat. And it was only Rush Limbaugh that convinced me I ought not be a Democrat anymore. Because it was Rush Limbaugh who said to me, Jeff, there is no such thing as a conservative Democrat. Because that's what I thought I was. And you know what? I think I was. But all around me, people like me were told, you don't belong in this party. And we weren't told that by Republicans. We were told that by Democrats. Hey, you don't belong in this party. And now, let me tell you something. There's no way that the Democrat Party in 2026 would have me. Right? I believe that boys are boys and girls are girls. Ooh, well, yeah, that's going to be a problem for us. I believe that this is a great country. Ooh, that's going to be a problem for us. I believe that we ought to work together and help as many people as possible, but I don't believe that includes reaching into my pocket against my will and taking my money and giving it to somebody you like better. Ooh, that's going to be a problem for us, Jeff. Oh, and I also believe that Israel, as the only democracy, the only truly free nation in the Middle East, is worthy of our support. Ooh, that's not going to work for us, Jeff. So, I know there's no room for me inside the Democrat Party anymore. The Democrats have made that clear to me. And it's given rise to the vicious Jew haters that personify the Democrat Party now. The communists who now define the Democrat Party. That's what's emerged now. There's not a reasonable approach left inside the left. It is an angry, factual agenda rooted almost entirely in this. We hate Trump. But I am going to caution you. and caution you very strongly, if you do not believe that folks who are in their 20s into their early 30s right now especially are not having conversations amongst themselves saying, I don't think this economy is working for me, then you are doing yourself a disservice. Now, maybe we haven't done a great job with educating people. Maybe we haven't done a great job with messaging and getting the facts out there, whatever it is. The reality is that those younger folks are saying exactly that, and they are motivated to vote. And that's why I'm telling you, all these so-called safe seats, there's not a single seat that's safe. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.